Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a very interesting study has come out. Looking at what women want from a partner, but I believe they were looking at heterosexual couples. And so basically, what do women want from a man? Now, I've kind of told you guys what I think women want from a man, right? Okay? And I've given you guys my opinion. You know, let me watch football on Sunday. Okay? You know, if I have a headache, okay, it's really a headache. Just give me some Excedrin migraine and I'm still good to go. Okay? That doesn't mean you need to leave the bedroom. All right? Okay? Or that doesn't mean don't ask. You know, act like I look skinny. All right? And tell me I'm beautiful even when I'm not. And I'm good. There's not really a lot. I'm not very complex. But that doesn't really help a lot of you guys. You guys need a little bit more direction when it comes to the ladies. And so this is very interesting. I mean, they looked at, do women like facial hair? Do they like big hands? You know, I don't think I've ever revealed that. Hands are important. I got to admit, I did date a guy whose hands were tiny. And I got big hands, okay? I got big hands and big feet. And holding his hand, you know what? His hand wasn't smaller than mine. I think it was my size. His hand was my size. And I felt it. It didn't feel right. I need, I guess, a guy that's bigger. I know that's kind of now I'm really, you know, if my husband ever leaves me, I'm really now narrowing the field. How many people is that bigger hands and feet? I mean, I got big bones. Just big. So, you know, that does narrow the field down. But, you know, when he had a smaller hand, yeah, I picked up on that. That was a turnoff. That's weird. And so, yeah, I like how the study kind of went into some of these things that were a little bit more detailed. I don't particularly like studies like this because if you're a guy and you're like, look, my hand size is my hand size, I can't change it. See, I like the studies where you could change your behavior. You know, don't tell me you're screwed. You know, I'm screwed and then there's nothing I can do about it. So I kind of like the idea is, well, this is what they want. But this is interesting. So it came from the Clue Ideal Partner Survey. And this was done out of the University of Göttingen. And they looked at women from 180 different countries to look at the insight of what women wanted. So, like, for example, financial security. And they rated for which countries was financial security in a man important. Apparently for Japanese women, it was huge. And they said 66.7% of Japanese women polled that was important. Then came Mexico, U.S., it was about 59%. Colombia, U.K., Denmark, Spain, Germany, Italy, France. France was at 34%. They weren't as concerned about financial security. Well, you know what? If I lived in France and had the Eiffel Tower and the Seine, is it the Seine or the Seine River? You know, and I wouldn't really care about money. I mean, I could be poor and live on that river and, you know, eat cheese and wine all day long. I'm fine. You know, I will live on a tent down by the river. Now, what about political similarity? Some people have issues with politics. I would think U.S. would rank high, and they did. U.S. ranked higher on this one. 43.8% of people looked for political similarity in their partner. Brazil was first. Then after the U.S. came Russia, Mexico, and France. So if you really can't stand one side or the other, I guess that makes a big difference. It all depends on what you're passionate about, you know? Then kindness. Well, in Mexico, that ranked really high, 79.2%. Then Argentina, Colombia, Spain, France, U.K., Germany. The U.S. didn't even rate on the kindness. I mean, I guess if you're a jerk, you got a maid in the U.S. finding somebody. Education was really important to Colombian women. Mexico, Brazil, Denmark, U.K. sexual experiences. Like in terms of, did you sleep with a lot of women? That was really big for Italian women. They weren't going to go for that. French women, Mexico, U.S., less than 30%. They're like, ah, I know you slept around. I don't know. That bothered me. It did. It bothered me. I didn't need to know who my husband slept with before me. And I didn't even want to know the numbers because I knew him, you know, in his college days. But, you know, it did bother me because I'm like, I know they're all better, you know? I mean, I was like, you know, the more you've experienced and the more you realize I'm not that good. So I was really worried about that. And then religious similarity. It's very interesting. The U.S. ranked the highest on that, on having a religion similar to yours. 39.5%. Then came Colombia, Brazil, Japan, Germany, France, and then physical appearance. 90% of women wanted a taller partner. My man has to be taller than me. I cannot be taller. I just can't. And luckily for me, I'm about now 5'5.5". I was 5'6", and I shrunk because my discs in your back, you shrink, by the way, because your discs in the back start to lose height. So I'm about now 5'5.5". So luckily I'm still okay. If Corey leaves me, I can always find a guy taller than me. Attractive smile was 80% of women. Nice eyes, 70%. Large penis was 60%. Average body type, 44%. Not exactly sure what that entails. So, you know, what do women want? Well, this was a per country evaluation. You know, what are Americans looking for or whatever? And again, it's a survey. The thing is the average person doesn't tell you what they want because they don't know what they want. They don't know. They really can't put a label to it. Because when you like somebody and you fall for somebody, sometimes you're like, why the hell? What is it about them? And then you're like, wow. And so I think either it's a metaphysical or a sub-micro level, there's something that I think that I don't think we've discovered yet that allows you to be attracted to somebody that has nothing to do with their finances, nothing to do with their job, nothing to do with... Because I got to tell you, when I've liked some people, they could rob a bank for all I care, and I would blame the bank. You know what I mean? And so if all that was important to me, the religion, the finances, whatever, then why the hell would I like somebody? You know? I mean, Michael Fassbender, I have absolutely no idea what his religion is, what his political affiliation is, you know, what the size of his hands are. But Michael Fassbender's hot. So as far as I'm concerned, that's my guy. So, guys, if you're out there and you really want to know what women want, ask them. Ask ladies what they're into, what they like, what they want you to do. If it's something you could do, that's great. If it's something that's not going to work, leave them. That's simple. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We just got some breaking news. Kamala Harris has dropped out of the race. Hold on 1 second. Let me pull this up. I just got this on my across my feed. Kamala Harris has canceled a recent fundraiser for a New York law firm, and we found out just a few minutes ago that she has decided to pull out. Apparently, most of the reports out there are saying she is poised to withdraw, but she's a California Democrat. She has informed her senior staff of the decision, is making the announcement from what I understand now. Kamala Harris was thought to be a front runner in terms of, her youth, her, intelligence, her legal background. People thought that she was going to, be able to definitely make it far. So she has dropped out. We'll find out more when that comes. It's Bloomberg, from what I understand, is now starting to kind of, you know, put his feet to the ground. I'm not exactly sure how well he's doing. Last I saw, Buttigieg was on the rise. Bernie Sanders still having some issues. I don't think his heart issues helped him much with his campaign. I think he dropped down to number four. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more. Michael Bloomberg, from what I understand, is now in fifth place. They say political pundits have questioned the strategic soundness of billionaire Michael Bloomberg's late entry to the Democratic Party, but two new polls show him outperforming many of the candidates. And, you know, this is why I was thinking Michelle Obama was going to throw her name in the ring. She was going to wait till the last minute, because already everybody's been kind of fighting and, you know, making each other look bad, and there's already been a few debates, and then you get to come in fresh. And I think a lot of people are looking for somebody fresh. But Bloomberg is right now in fifth place nationally, according to two polls, one from Morning Consult and the other from Hill Harris 10, depending on if they're using Roman numeral. And apparently he had been tied with Kamala Harris at 5%. Former Vice President Joe Biden, still up at the top, 29%, followed by Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, 20%. Okay, so 29% Joe Biden. Bernie Sanders is now up to 20%. Elizabeth Warren, 15%, and Pete Buttigieg now at 9%. See, the problem is depending on the poll, some polls are showing somebody higher than the other. However, Joe Biden is still leading the pack. Can Donald Trump beat Joe Biden? I think so. I mean, it's many people have thought that Donald Trump would have to be up against a woman to have an issue this next election. Joe Biden, you know, very likable guy. Unfortunately, he might be more of Obama. So for those people that really liked the Obama, you know, presidency and era, they might vote for Joe Biden, but there's a lot of Democrats that don't. You know, Elizabeth Warren, I think she fumbled on the health care for all. I think she promised something, and then when she tried to figure it out and put it out there, people were like, now that's not going to work. So then a lot of people do like the idea of, you know, wealthy people who understand economy, you know, and, you know, being out there. And, you know, Bloomberg has that, I guess, behind him. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more information on this. But, again, breaking news, Kamala Harris has dropped out of the race. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you guys vape, you might have a tough time getting life insurance. Three major reinsurers, firms who insure the insurer, are threatening not to cover vapors. They advise hiking vapors insurance costs even higher than cigarette smokers. They're especially concerned about young people vaping e-cigs and the 47 deaths that have happened in America due to vaping-related illness. There are so many other things out there causing people to die. But this is something that they think probably would be popular enough and for them to get some backing if they wanted to not cover. So those of you guys who use e-cigs may soon face very large life insurance costs or be just outright ineligible for coverage. There's, of course, multiple news outlets. I'm getting this now from Reuters. U.S. authorities said last month there's been 47 deaths this year from lung illness tied to vaping, e-volley, electronic cigarettes, e-volley, electronic associated vaping lung injury, e-volley, no, electronic cigarette vaping associated lung injury. The health concern about vaping has grown despite evidence showing e-cigs help smokers to quit. There's been bans already in India and Brazil. They say reinsurers insure the insurers, and often have large research arms, which help their clients by modeling risk. They give broad advice to insurers rather than specific policy or pricing recommendations. But they can potentially refuse to provide reinsurance or can raise premiums if their guidance is ignored. Most insurers have long treated smokers and vapers the same, meaning they could pay double the premiums. But three major reinsurers have provided updated advice to these insurers on vaping with new warnings. The new warnings focus on young vapers and the vaping of liquids containing marijuana ingredient THC. THC is legal and it's prevalent in some United States, but they believe the people vaping THC is what's unfortunately the cause of a lot of these e-volley cases. So the shift in the reinsurance and insurance sector represents another blow to the vaping industry. So if people can't get life insurance if they vape, and we don't know what the timeline is for that, like if you vaped in the past year or 5 years, whatever, some people may be like, you know what, I'm going to stop vaping. Hanover RE has already advised life insurers to treat vapers like smokers, has asked them to be particularly cautious about insuring people age under 25, following the epidemic of lung injuries. So, a 25-year-old who's never been high risk, a healthy person, if they vape, now insurers can find a reason to gouge them. Again, we're only talking 47. You know how many millions of people are vaping? The majority of teenagers in high schools are vaping. And again, 47 deaths is 47 too many. But, you know, really for them to, you know, react like this, they're finding an excuse, and they found an excuse. And it's going to be pretty popular. A lot of people are not going to balk at this. So French reinsurer Score says e-cigs contain nicotine, which have toxic effects, including brain development on teenagers and young adults. So they recommend that life insurers treat vaping like smoking and exclude individuals who use vaping products considered by authorities to likely cause lung issues. Swiss RE also wants to treat vapers like smokers. So this is a way for people to get out of, you know, covering. Chief Medical Underwriter at Partner RE Life and Health, Stephen Cooley, said more research on the long-term effects of vaping were needed and that life insurance rates for vapor would be the same as smoker rates at best. Munich RE and Gen RE said they were monitoring the recent developments. I had no idea that all these companies have an RE after them. Now, some people say, whoa, wait a second. If vaping is helping people stop smoking, why would you do this to them? Well, again, do we have a lot of proof that these e-cigs are helping people get off smoking? You know, I told patients who when e-cigs first came out, now e-cigs have been out for about 10, 20 years, but it didn't really become popular in the last 5 years to the explosion that it has. And I told patients, I go, look, I don't want you getting addicted or, you know, dependent on something else. If you're going to only use them for a month or two, to get off smoking as quickly as possible, I'll support you. But if you're just going to turn around and then just be a vapor, no. Because I have no idea what the hell you're putting in your body. So, unfortunately, there's people out there that they have been vaping now for years. I don't know if I like that. You know? So, I need to see the numbers. I need to see people who said, look, I used vaping to get off smoking. And I think the reason why a lot of us are not buying it is because many of these e-cigs have more nicotine than the actual cigarette. If you smoke a whole pod, I think that's equivalent to, what, two packs? So if you were only a half a pack a day smoker, now you're going through a pod, you just got yourself more addicted to nicotine. So if there are people out there, let's see that study and let's get that advertised. Let's get that out there. Tell us that all of you got off smoking. You're now better for it. But if we don't see those numbers, we're just assuming that people are just smoking still or vaping. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are expected to finally release the impeachment report as President Trump is meeting with NATO leaders overseas. Now, this comes less than 24 hours before the House Judiciary Committee will be meeting and taking over the impeachment proceedings against the president. The president was again asked in London about the impeachment inquiry.
Impeachment hoax is going nowhere. The Republican Party has never been so unified as it is right now. I have never seen anything like it.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says time is running out on the Democratic-led Congress to ratify President Trump's rewrite of the North American Free Trade Deal this year, unless House Democrats agree to act on it this week. Democrats are said to be holding out for greater environmental and labor protections, but according to Senator Grassley, the end of the year's legislative session is rapidly approaching. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I need to ask you guys something, and please tell us that we're calling at 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Seems like every day there's a shooting. Looks like there was a movie theater shooting at a Pennsylvania Regal Cinema. There were the New Orleans shooting in the French Quarter. An armed student and officer were injured at a shooting in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I mean, there's just shootings after shootings after shootings. And somebody had asked not a baby boomer, but a traditionalist, somebody older than that. And they said, look, is it that we have more and more shootings every day? Or is that we're getting the coverage and we're hearing about it more? And this person had said, oh, no, there were people coming to school with weapons and there were issues all the time. It didn't make news. And the news didn't get out there. You know, local papers didn't nationally make national news that easily. And so That's my question to you all. Do you guys remember growing up where there would be kids that would show up to school with a weapon or try and shoot another kid? I mean, here I am. You know, I didn't really follow the news much until after medical school because there was just no time. I mean, the only thing I remember in medical school was the whole Monica Lewinsky thing and the O.J. Simpson trials. Other than that, I really didn't get Yitzhak Rabin getting shot, assassinated. I didn't really get to stay up on a lot of things because, unless, of course, it came into my, you know, hospital where I was working, like Tupac being shot. But I didn't really get to stay up on it because when you're up for 36 hours and you're working, you don't really get to stop and watch TV or read the news. Now, you know, students have a little bit of an easier time, and I think it's important that they do get news and get headlines. And so they're able to check their phones, and, you know, if they're on Facebook or Instagram, they could see news on there. So you know, there's ways for people to get news now. But I'm in the media, and so to me it seems like there are shootings all the time. All the time. But I'm hearing from older people, no, we had the same stuff as well. In fact, somebody said there's a study, and I need to find it. I've got to find the study, where when they looked at the numbers of shootings and et cetera, based on population growth, you know, because obviously we have more. I mean, when I was growing up in the 80s, we had 245 million, so we've increased by 100 million. But they basically looked at per capita. We still had the same amount of violence. Now, I'd like to really know if that's a true statement. I mean, because, you know, we talk about how in schools we're not allowed to fight anymore, we're not allowed to punch, we're not allowed to hit. I mean, I am sure fights at schools got rough. And I am sure that mental illness existed also 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years ago. You know, I mean, that's nothing new. I mean, there's been school shootings and university shootings and things like that. I mean, it seems like it's more often now. And, you know, people say it's because of access to guns. But I'm still torn on, you know, what the numbers are and why and who it is. And the reason why is this has nothing to do with politics. This absolutely has nothing to do with politics. What this has to do with is identifying who's going to be the next shooter. And how we could intervene, do we have to profile, and what would be the safest, most politically correct way to profile? Because I know nobody wants to profile. In fact, I'm not even allowed to use that term to profile, but we do need to come up with a profile, you know, of who's going to be the next shooter. And, you know, they found, remember we talked about how, you know, somebody did study, and they looked at how, well, you know, school shooters, you know, are usually like an ex-student, you know, church shooters are usually a white male, other shooters are, and, you know, they started to find a little, you know, they basically did a cross-sectional analysis of all the shootings, and they came up with a description of who people were. Unfortunately, we're using very filtered data. If many of these shootings are people of a certain, let's say, religion, or of a certain ethnicity, or of a certain ideology, we might not get all that. We think we're getting the whole story, but we're not. So, you know, we need to kind of have the very difficult conversations of who the hell is doing the shooting, why they're doing the shooting. We've got to put politics aside and find out what's going on. I mean, a lot of these people that are doing shootings, they themselves don't have the gun. They're getting a gun. And they're getting a gun illegally, but they are using guns. So do our current gun laws work? Are we asking for gun laws that absolutely make no sense? Are taking guns away from the good guys wrong? Are, you know, how do we stop bad people from getting guns? I don't know. They're going to find a weapon, whether it's a knife, whether it's a car. So we got to put politics aside. Okay, a lot of people, they need the ROI for putting time and effort into a story or into a campaign, and they're like, well, look, I am going to be able to change laws. That's not what we're doing right now. We're now in the educational process. Okay? I mean, New Orleans does have strict gun laws. And there's a shooter that injured 10 people. They believe the suspect is an out-of-towner who engaged in an earlier altercation. One patient was detained near the shooting. This was near the French Quarter. but was later released. The early Sunday shooting, this occurred on Sunday. I've been up and down the street many times. It's one of the busiest parts of the French Quarter. I don't think it's on Bourbon Street, but near there. And the early Sunday shooting appears to have stemmed from a dispute between two people who were from Louisiana but not New Orleans. A firearm was recovered at the scene. Five men and five women were injured between the ages of 16 to 36. One victim required surgery. Crime Stoppers have announced a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. Police do not even know what led to the shooting, but six officers and a supervisor were already on the scene. Luckily, this happened at 3:20 a.m. They were in an area because of the Bayou Classic, an annual rivalry football game between Grambling State and Southern University. So there were officers luckily right there, but there was a verbal altercation, then five or six gunshots. Now we have a high school shooting, or we have an armed high school student in Wisconsin that was confronted by a school resource officer. Apparently there was another issue incident at another Wisconsin high school. The student was at Oshkosh West High School, roughly 53 miles southwest of Green Bay, and both the student and the officer were injured, transported to local hospitals. As of 10 a.m. local time, Oshkosh West High School was still locked down. So, I mean, is it me that every day we hear of something or something's going on, or, you know, people have had guns? I mean, we had the Wild West. They say the Wild West really wasn't that wild, but, you know, were shootings and altercations and stuff a lot more common? You know, but it wasn't covered and didn't make news. Apparently, there was Waukesha South High School yesterday where an armed 17-year-old male student was confronted. A student at Waukesha told school officials that another student brought a handgun to school. So the school resource officer probably responded to a classroom and tried to secure the scene and got the other students to safety. So law enforcement officials de-escalated the situation by talking to the student. The 17-year-old would not remove his hands from his pocket, ignored officers' commands, and eventually pointed a handgun from his waistband at the officers. So they were forced to discharge him. He is in stable condition, but he had to be shot. So, I'm not sure where we go next. This is happening all the time. Now, some people say, look, Dr. Dahlia, no need to start homeschooling people or online schooling. It still is a rare occurrence. And these kids are, yes, I get it. It's rare. But I think parents are going to be sick of it. Parents are going to be sick of their kids going to school with a gun. You know, I mean, more parents are going to think that it's safe for their kids to go to a mall than school. So we need to stop, put politics aside, and figure out what the hell is going on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So UNLV, which is my alma mater in Nevada, has done a study on cannabis use and pregnant women. And unfortunately, they found daily marijuana use to have negative fetal health issues. This study was published in the journal Maternal, Fetal, and Neonatal Medicine. It looked at ultrasound data from nearly 450 pregnant women who self-reported that they used cannabis daily. And physicians found an increase in placental vascular resistance in second and third trimesters. Now, that could disrupt flow of oxygen, oxygen-rich blood to the baby through the placenta. It could also cause delayed fetal growth, put the baby at risk for low birth weight, low blood sugar, could even cause stillbirth. So recent data indicates that marijuana use in pregnancy has doubled over the last 15 years. And what's more alarming is that 70% of women believe there is minimal or no harm from using marijuana in pregnancy. That's according to Dr. Bobby Brar, UNLV School of Medicine resident, physician, and lead author of the study. So researchers believe that exposure to chemical compounds in both tobacco and marijuana smoke could explain the growth abnormalities that were observed. It could be the exposure to smoke that leads to delayed fetal growth and not necessarily the THC or the nicotine. And trying to figure out which component is doing that is still going to take time. So the school obviously says more studies are needed to fully understand the effect of marijuana use on fetal growth, but doctors should discourage use of cannabis during pregnancy. Yeah, again, it's one of those things where it's legal and it's out there, just like alcohol. And then doctors need to take the special time to tell people, no, 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 just because it's legal, that doesn't mean it's safe. You know, it's very, very frustrating for me when people think that legislators are the harbingers of medical advice and medical education. You know, and I should have known better. You know, I voted to legalize marijuana because I wanted it studied. And I didn't want our cops burdened with doing these, you know, arrests for something like marijuana. But I didn't think it would become such an epidemic. I should have known better. And I didn't think you would have pregnant women smoking it so easily. Thinking, yeah, but it's legal, so it's safe. And mind you, I don't know if you guys have ever been pregnant, but it is not easy. You get nauseated. So a lot of people think the marijuana then could help the nausea. Then, I mean, I was in pain for most of my pregnancy, and it was scary. You couldn't sleep. And so a lot of people then probably assume, you know what? I could then use marijuana to help me with all this, and it's safer than taking pills. Now, it's not. But, you know, I told you guys about my experience where I was starting to go into preterm labor with my second. And I called my doctor, who was an old farm family medicine doctor, who was my teacher. And I go, look, you know, you're my doctor, and I want to let you know I'm probably going to be going to the hospital tonight because I think I'm having contractions. And he said, the hell you are. Go find some wine and drink some. And I go, say what? He goes, drink some wine. It'll stop the contractions. It's what we used to do for preterm labor. And I'm like, oh, hell no, we're not supposed to. He's like, I'm your teacher, I know. And I go, but I don't have wine. I'm not a wine drinker. I don't have any wine in the house. I mean, there's like a wine cooler that my husband had. He goes, you can have some of that. So I drank like a third of a wine cooler, a fourth. It was a really small amount. And the contractions stopped. They stopped. Now, if you looked at that very isolated case, and I'm not saying to drink when you have preterm labor, do not. You call your doctor and do exactly like I did. But if you look at that, that basically just saved me from steroids and all sorts of medication and all sorts of issues. And maybe I was lucky. Maybe I really wasn't in preterm labor. Because I got to tell you, it was such so little alcohol. But I guess in the olden days, we used to give women IV alcohol to stop their preterm labor. For some reason, alcohol would do that. Now, again, we do not want you to drink. Okay, again, I'm telling you that. Do not drink alcohol when you're pregnant. But there are people out there hearing stories like this of what happened in the past, and baby came out fine, so they think it's going to be fine for me. And well, you can't. Can't do that. And so the reason why we can't do that is because we don't have any doctors right now with cojones to be able to say, guys, we are going to study, and we are going to find out exactly what you can do that is safe. And the reason why nobody's going to do that is because somebody's going to sue. There are lawyers out there. And if you as a doctor told somebody that they could drink when they're pregnant and something happens to that baby, that doctor's liable. So even if there is truth to that, where a little bit of alcohol may help or marijuana may prevent you from needing a lot of medication that you're using to get through your pregnancy, nobody is going to put their license on the line or their practice on the line because they could get sued. So, you know, these women are self-treating. Unfortunately, they're finding major changes in the vascular resistance to babies and feti. And I am going to take the side of marijuana being bad for the baby. There's no reason a baby should be, you know, exposed to marijuana. But what I would be open to is if researchers or pharmaceutical companies want to look at what marijuana could be used for, in terms of minimizing some of the issues and complications women have with pregnancy. So, for example, let's say And again, this is not studied. This is something I suggest should be studied. Some women have high blood pressure. They go through preeclampsia or eclampsia in pregnancy. Very dangerous. I'd like to know if there is a pharmaceutical that could be made using CBD that will help lower blood pressure or prevent blood pressure. I mean, there's been a lot of anecdotal evidence of marijuana helping people's blood pressure. What if? What if we actually do have a preeclampsia cure in marijuana? Is anybody studying that? Now, again, we need to be very careful because if you say that, or if somebody knows you're studying it, a pregnant woman will say, you see, marijuana's safe. No, it's not. Just because it's legal and just because we're studying it doesn't necessarily mean it's safe. But I would like to see somebody study that. And again, it's going to take some cojones. And you're going to have lawyers give you protections while you're studying it. And how do you study that on pregnant women? If you have a pregnant woman that has high blood pressure and she's pregnant, and you give her cannabis and it causes a side effect, I don't think they could recruit pregnant women to do that study. I don't think they can ethically. See, in this study, they already looked at women who were already smoking it. Now, what they can do if they want to study it is take a look at all these women who have smoked marijuana and see if they've not had eclampsia. Interview any woman that has smoked marijuana that is open to admitting it and find out if they ever had it. And if they find that that group of marijuana smokers didn't have, you know, issues with their blood pressure, they might be on something. And then they could maybe study it. You know, same thing with Parkinson's. They found that people who smoke are less likely to have Parkinson's. Now, we do not want to take you and, you know, give you marijuana and see that you don't get Parkinson's. We can't do that. But we can do a retrospective analysis and go backwards and look at everybody and go, okay, now this is what you, you know, this is what you did all your life and you didn't get this, this, and this, so maybe there's a relationship. And they found that with, I believe, ulcerative colitis and Parkinson's. But again, not good enough for us to tell you that you could go ahead and smoke. So we still have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work we need to do. And we're far from where we need to be. But we're getting there. And, you know, eventually I do foresee we will have marijuana as part of our, you know, in our medicine bags. But it's going to not be the marijuana that y'all think. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.